Hello, is this Lisa?
Yes, hi, this is Alan, right?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Alan, how are you?
I'm doing okay, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you so much for asking. Alan, I'm from the compliance department. I see that the page that we were working for on your behalf is currently under submission, and I believe the major problem is that we're not getting any definite timeline or date from the admin, correct?
Well, it's a little more than that, Lisa. This is a project that we started in 2022. It's more than 2 years in the making, and that's all we have accomplished. Having it being submitted for this length of time is not has not accomplished anything because we don't have a page yet. So on April 9th, I received an email through your InfoCity project manager site from Bruce Morgan that said that we would give this a month, and if we're not satisfied, if we have not received anything, if we've not accomplished anything, you'll issue a refund.
Correct.
Is there any point in waiting any further, or should we do that refund now?
Okay. Alan, since everything was already discussed, and I do see that it has been way too long and we're still waiting for a definite timeline from the admin, and I'll be very honest with you, Alan, I don't want to give you any false hopes or anything. We still do not have any answer, any definite answer or any definite timeline from the admins. You do understand the fact, I'm not going to go over again regarding the complexities of Wikipedia. You do understand the fact that every profile varies. But, however, I would like to add one more thing here. If the page is not getting rejected, it's still a positive thing. That, you know, it's still undergoing something. So having said that, Alan, there are two routes that we can take at this point of time. First one is the refund that we already discussed with you, that if this was not being able to go live after a month, we would opt for the refund request, okay? That's the first option. It's always available on the table. The second one, which is a different option, I'm not sure if you would like to go for that, but in that you are actually getting the maximized value since you have invested so much of time with the company. Obviously, if we move forward with the refund now, you're getting your amount back that you paid to us almost a year and a half ago, right? And that's it. What about the compensation of the page? What about the compensation of the time frame that you've invested with us? Obviously, all of that just went down the drain. So considering that, I have a second option available on the table, and I'm not going to push you towards anything. It's completely your call. Whatever you say, we're going to move forward with that. So the second option is that if we are to move forward with a refund, option one, what's going to happen is that we'll have to retract the submission, okay? And I do not want to do that because they're going to put a tag or flag on your profile for further submissions or having the page live. Obviously, you want a Wikipedia page, so I refrain from taking the customers through that route, okay? If it's a worst-case scenario and if I feel that the profile will not go live, it's not sustainable, then I tell them to just drop it completely and take their amount back and drop the idea of having a Wikipedia page. But in your case, the profile has potential. And that's the reason why I want to go for the second option. I would not be canceling your submission, but due to that indefinite timeline, I will provide you some alternate services as a compensation for all the time loss. So best case scenario, let's say, for example, if your page goes live in a month or 2 months or 3 months, whatsoever, since the timeline is indefinite, we're not going to pull off the submission. You're going to have this as a compensation for all of the time that you've wasted working with us. Worst case scenario, if the page does not go live or if it gets rejected, we will obviously resubmit the page again. Plus, you're going to have some sort of services or benefits against the amount that you've paid to us for the page. So I would like to know your thoughts on that.
It sounds like you're asking for more time, and I don't understand what services you're suggesting. I don't think you've been specific about what services you're suggesting.
At this point of time, there are a lot of things in my mind, but I would like to provide you an official proposal. If you're open to review the service options, the compensation service options, I can share those services with you, and then maybe you can take the decision in terms of whether you want to move forward with option A, which is a refund. Either way, we can move forward with that and compare it with option B, which is where you're getting additional services unrelated to Wikipedia. So it could be website,
Lisa,
it could be something else as well. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm working with your company in a way that I'm not comfortable with. I don't even have a phone number. I don't even have contact information for you. We were communicating through a project management website. You took away that project management website. You replaced it with another one, which doesn't have all the same information that the original one
had. The previous site had.
I have lost confidence in you as a partner, and I have very good reason to have lost confidence in you as a partner. It's just not been a good interaction. I've done a lot of work. I've done everything that you asked me for, I don't doubt that you guys have done the work. I've seen some of the result, but you just haven't gotten the job done. And at this point, I would like to have a refund and find another partner.
Okay. All right. I completely understand where you're coming from, Alan, and I'm truly sorry that it had to go down this way. I understand why you're saying that, but would you like consider reviewing the services that are going to be proposed to you free of cost? Would you just give
why,
it a
why,
look?
Why would I? Why would I? You're suggesting that I get additional services from a company that I don't have confidence in. Why would
okay.
I want those? I don't know how else to explain why that doesn't seem like an attractive option for me. It just hasn't worked between us. Let's just have a clean breakup, I appreciate the effort that you've made. It just hasn't been successful.
Of course, I understand that. See, personally speaking, Alan, I do not like to end up on a bad note. Even if it needs to close, it should be done in a way where the customer, you know, is satisfied, because that is our main aim, regardless of the fact whatever we are delivering. The reason why I was emphasizing on at least reviewing the services, the major plus point that we have there is that you're not just getting your amount back, but you're at least getting a compensation there. You're getting a little extra. And the reason why I'm talking about these services, they're all in-house. So we do not have to rely on an external company or an external affiliation or any other person outside the company where they are controlling things, unlike Wikipedia.
What services are you even talking about? What do you mean by services?
Okay.
What services can you offer me?
Okay, there are a lot of services. For example, we create websites, we create logos, we work on books. We work on animation projects. We do book fairs. There is like a whole world out there. All of that is done in-house. So Wikipedia, you know, you understand that we have to rely on the
admin. I'll tell you what. I tell you what. Refund my money. Send me a proposal for services. If I want to avail myself of your services, I'll pay you for them. But
I'm not going to ask for any upfront amount, Alan. I understand that you want to go ahead and pay for those services. Let me send you a proposal. I'm going to initiate the work just in case if you like the proposal and you understand what I'm talking about. Obviously, I'm going to find something relevant that is of use to you. So I'm not just going to randomly send you all of the services. You understand what I'm saying? Considering and reviewing your profile to see what can be of help additionally, apart from the Wikipedia page. So
that's
what
fine.
I'm going to be working on, okay?
That's fine, but I do want you to send me the refund. It totals $8,640, and once we get even on that, I'll consider buying additional services from you.
Gotcha. All right, then, Alan, I'm going to close off the, I'm going to create the refund case now, and I'll send the request further to the finance department. They are going to get back to me, hopefully, within 24 to 48 hours. So I'll send all of this to you in writing, okay?
Okay. And can you give me some contact information for your company so I know who I'm dealing with and I can put that in my contact records?
Yes, of course. I'm actually surprised that you do not have our numbers. So if you're ready, I can give you the main line number first, the one that I'm calling you from.
Sure. And if you have a website, that will probably has all the information I need. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, the website is currently down for maintenance. As soon as it's up, I'll have the link shared with you. But there is a website, rest assured. We're not working without a website, okay? But I'll share that to you a little later. Sure. Take down the number, please.
Yes.
Okay. So the main line is 218.
Yes.
300.
Yes.
9881.
And what company or what entity is this the number for?
Content Hub LLC.
Content Hub. I remember seeing that. Okay.
Okay. And my extension with this number is 606. Lisa Taylor.
606. Okay, Lisa.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for
thank
that.
Thank you so much for having a word with me, Alan. And I'm truly sorry for this experience. I wish it, if you know, it would have gone a little better, and we could have, you know, lasted for a longer run relationship. But it's unfortunate, and we gotta accept the reality. So I'm sorry once again.
Have you ever heard of the story of Sisyphus, the Greek a person Sisyphus, where he was trying to roll a big round rock up a hill, and
mm-hmm,
he pushed the rock a little bit, and then it would come back a little bit more, and he pushed it up a little bit more. That's what this whole thing feels like. It feels like the rock keeps on rolling back. So anyhow, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your efforts, and have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a nice day yourself. Bye-bye.